This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday Morning Wake Up Call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibility that surrounds them every day and become the person they're meant to be in Jesus Christ. You feeling all right? I'm not feeling too good myself. So sang Dave Mason back in 1968. That song, Feeling All Right, was redone in various ways by Joe Cocker and Grand Funk, various others, in part because we've all felt that way, haven't we? Well, in this podcast, I want to pick up on that theme, feeling all right, maybe not feeling too good myself, but specifically, believe it or not, as it relates to prayer. And that brings me back to C.S. Lewis. We talked about C.S. Lewis in last week's podcast, and I talked about a letter that he had written to a person, a Dr. F. Morgan Roberts. And well, you know C.S. Lewis, the British writer, taught English literature at Oxford University, famous writer, Screwtape Letters, Chronicles of Narnia, Mere Christianity, I could go on and on. But he was also, as I mentioned, a prolific letter writer. And in this one particular letter, he's responding to a question. It's 1954, July 31st, and he admits he's not an expert on the prayer life or devotional life. But he had some rules that he mentioned in this letter to this doctor. One was to make sure wherever else they may be placed, the main prayer should not be put last thing at night. We talked about that. Second thing, to avoid introspection in prayer. I mean, not to watch one's own mind to see if it is in the right frame, but always to turn the attention towards God. I talked about that last week. Well, the third recommendation, he said, was never, never try to generate an emotion by willpower. Let's think about that. I believe what Lewis was talking about there is the fallacy of trying to get in the mood for prayer. That would mean that we are depending on our human emotions to dictate how and when we pray. I mean, it's so easy. I'm just not in the mood to pray, we think. So what mood do you have to be in to pray? I mean, as you read the prayers of, for example, David in through Psalms, you encounter a whole range of emotions. And so he prays from the gut, really. I mean, so we pray out of or in context of our emotions. When we do that, we're experiencing as human beings our emotion, but we don't put a pause on our prayers until we get into what you might call the right feeling, you know, because we just pray out of that emotion that we feel. We express our heart to God. For example, David prays out of frustration in Psalm 10. Listen to how he prays. O Lord, why do you stand so far away? Why do you hide when I'm in trouble? I just love the honesty, the rawness of that prayer, because I've felt like that. I mean, I can get there. Can you imagine someone in church praying like that, like at the offering? Lord, we're in the midst of the COVID crisis. People aren't coming like they used to. Now there's only a few here, and the offerings are low, and there's no music. Lord, why did you let this happen? I just don't understand you. I mean, can you imagine someone praying like that in public at church? Or maybe can you say, imagine someone at the end of the service closing it out like this. Lord, I've been here, but I've not heard from you. I don't know where you've been. Wow, that would be tough. Or David prays out of anger, actually. Listen to how he prays in Psalm 39, first few verses. I said to myself, he prayed, I will watch what I do and not sin in what I say. I will hold my tongue when the ungodly are around me. But as I stood there in silence, not even speaking of good things, the turmoil within me grew worse. The more I thought about it, the hotter I got, igniting a fire of words. Have you been there? David prayed out of that. Well, there's joy in the Psalms too, and praise. It's out of the emotions that we pray. And the Lord is the one who calms our anger. He eases our frustration with others. He speaks to us and it directs our thoughts to the place He wants us to be. Instead of trying to work ourselves up into an emotion that we think is, well, maybe religious or acceptable to God or sounds better to those around us, what we need to do is just drag ourselves, our emotions and all of us, right into God's presence, just like we are, and just flat out lay ourselves before Him in humility and in honesty And then, well, then you wait. You cry out to God. So, feeling all right? No matter how you feel, come to God. Open the deepest recesses of yourself to Him and let Him be the master of your emotions. And then come back here next week, and in the meantime, go out there and be the person God has created you to be. You feel it all.